Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this feast, a Franciscan feast of all the saints of the Seraphic Order. And so today we honor all of those souls who are now in heaven, who are members of the Seraphic Order, whether they be friars or sisters or lay people, members of the Third Order. And I think it's useful to break these souls who are now in heaven and who lived according to the Seraphic rule into three different categories. The first category are those saints who are canonized by the Church, and we know their names and we're familiar with their lives, like Saint Anthony of Padua, Saint Lawrence of Brindisi, and so on and so forth. Now, there are also other saints who lived the Franciscan rule and lived it well. Okay, they were observant. They strove day after day to grow in virtue and to imitate their Holy Father, Saint Francis. These saints are unknown to us because they haven't been canonized by the Church and presented to the world as examples. But nonetheless, they are truly great saints. They have high places in the heavenly court. In fact, Saint Anthony gave testimony that there were saints in heaven who were unknown to the world, but that had a higher place in heaven than he did. And so I'm sure that there are among these unknown Franciscan saints those who have very high places in heaven, and probably some who have higher places than the Franciscan saints who are known to us. Then there's a third category of Franciscan saints, and these are those Franciscans who are now in heaven, but had to first pass through the purifying fires of purgatory. They died in the state of grace, and for this reason, they're holy. Okay, we must remember that any soul who is in the state of grace is holy. This is what we read in today's gospel, in fact, the gospel for this feast. When the young man comes up to Jesus and says, "Good teacher, what must I do to share in everlasting life?" Jesus answered, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone." Right? God alone is good. God alone is holy. And so where God is, that is present in the soul in the state of grace, that soul is good and holy because of God's presence. So these souls of the third category, or of my third category, they died possessing relative holiness and goodness because God was present in their soul, but they did not die yet perfect. And we see that in the responsorial psalm, "Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain." And the book of Revelation says that nothing impure will enter heaven. So these souls died in the state of grace, but their heart was not entirely clean. Their souls were not entirely pure because they cut corners in observing the rule of Saint Francis, because they did not imitate their Holy Father Saint Francis in his seraphic love for God. But their love was lukewarm to a greater or lesser degree. And so these souls actually chose a more grievous path to heaven. They chose to carry a heavier burden. This is what we read this morning in the Office of Readings. Saint Paul, he says, "The present burden of our trial is light enough and earns for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." those souls who are really striving to sanctify themselves in this world, those who are loving God with all of their strength, those Franciscans who are observing their rule, they have a burden to carry, but St. Paul says it is a light burden when compared to the glory, the weight of glory that awaits us. Now those souls, those Franciscans, who are cutting corners in their observance, who are not loving God with all of their strength, they actually have a heavier burden to carry in this world. Okay? It is more difficult in a certain sense. And certainly, when you think about the purgatory that they have to endure then afterwards, those pains of purgatory which exceed any of the pains that they would have had to endure for their purification in this world. But by God's mercy, they too are now in heaven, or at least some of them. Okay, I'm sure there are still Franciscans who are in purgatory, but today we're celebrating the ones who have passed through and have entered in to that heavenly glory. And so we want to learn the lessons, all the lessons that we can learn from this feast, imitating or striving to imitate those great saints, right? That's what we read about in the first reading. These were godly men whose virtues have not been forgotten. These are the ones we want to imitate, avoiding purgatory, and we want to remember those who have passed through the fires of purgatory, not to imitate their cutting corners, not to imitate their lukewarmness. But again, observing faithfully the Franciscan rule, striving to imitate our Holy Father, St. Francis, loving God with all of our strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.